axiom that laughter is the best medicine. Those experts could have saved a lot of time, to say nothing of thousands of research dollars, if they had just read Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, where that old axiom comes from. A joyful heart is good medicine. It's nice when modern science confirms what God told us ages ago. We can stay heart healthy, according to the experts, by finding humor in day-to-day situations. They gave an example of such humor. You arrive at a party and discover someone else is wearing your same outfit. How do you respond? I can tell you how I responded when I arrived at a fancy business function one night. I had dressed with care in my best outfit, a black velveteen jacket with a white ruffly blouse and my best black slacks. To my horror, I saw that the entire catering staff was dressed exactly like me. Call me a sourpuss, but I didn't find this one bit funny. During the evening, one of the caterers handed me a tray of crab puffs. I took one and said, "Thanks." He glared at me, pushed the tray toward me, and hissed, "Start passing." I decided I had nothing to lose. I met several interesting gentlemen as I passed the canapés. One asked me for directions to the men's room. One asked me to get his coat from the check room. A third asked me if I could retrieve his Mercedes from valet parking. A fourth offered me a tip. I was tempted. "Someday you'll laugh about this," I told myself as I drove home that night. Several decades later, I can laugh about it, but I still cringe at the sight of hors d'oeuvres. Our laughing muscles, science tells us, become stronger with exercise. But a titter or a chuckle, just saying ha-ha, is like doing an occasional sit-up. What we need are more good, hearty laughs. But how? Since so much of humor is related to surprise, to the unexpected, how do we engineer opportunities for belly laughs? Try installing more mirrors in the house. Nothing tickles the funny bone like the sight of you taking yourself too seriously. I should have had a mirror near the kitchen table the day I stood there lecturing my 7-year-old son. I talked at length while he stared up at me, riveted. I was certain that even at his tender age, he appreciated my wisdom. After several minutes, I asked him, "Do you understand what mother means?" "Huh?" he said. Then he asked earnestly, "Did you know that when you talk, the hair in your nose wiggles?" Installing a full-length mirror in my bathroom, what was I thinking, has given me lots of laughs between the tears. Seeing my back for the first time in ages, I realized I'd developed back fat. I'd already been battling the bulge of...